I'm going to call this meeting to order. It's Congressional Affairs Committee meeting. Today is May the 28th, 2019. We could have a roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Walker? Congresswoman Stabler?
Present. We have a quorum. First order is approval of minutes. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Second page at adjournment, still has Chair Tillman, should say Stabler. That's the only thing I saw, so I move to approve the minutes of May 1st as amended.
Question.
Congresswoman Edwards?
This isn't the one this is the meeting I didn't attend part of, or is that another meeting?
I believe that's this meeting, wasn't it?
Right, she wasn't here.
Well, where's the meeting I said was on the airplane?
This is it, I think.
I was here.
No?
I was. Phone call. If this was the meeting.
Did she come in late and then go out early?
No, I think she completely missed this one, and like Eli said, you did attend the Appropriations Committee meeting.
It was a discussion on implicit bias, and was that this meeting? Is this one the meeting we went on?
It was one of the items we discussed.
We went to executive session. Because my plane took off at 2:01, and I was saying, I can listen until 2 o'clock, and the flight attendant was looking at me.
That's correct. I remember that.
I said, I have to go.
Okay. So to amend.
Yeah, I don't know what time you joined the meeting, but at roll call, you weren't here. Somebody dialed you in on their phone.
I think that's right. Because you guys went through, I remember you going through with the phone on.
Oh, yeah.
You went through security.
All right. So
I heard the discussion about the congressional portrait, so I missed the part about the U.S. Bank, I think.
Okay.
So we'd like to insert her coming
after travel,
entering the meeting?
Sure.
By electronic means?
Yes. Okay.
Then do we have any votes that we need to include you in?
I don't think we had any votes. The congressional portrait?
No, we did have a vote on Mike Roy. 4 yeas and 0 nays. We had a vote on.
Yep, I would have voted on that. And I would have voted for the OFPR.
Then did you leave the meeting before adjournment?
Yes, she did.
I did, and I left the meeting while we were still in executive session. You were still in executive session. I probably left the meeting at 2 o'clock. Wasn't that when the meeting was supposed to be done?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was when my plane was taking off, so.
Okay.
All right, so we have a change on motion to enter executive session. That would be 5 yeas. We have a change. We had a motion under OFPR.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 5 yeas. And we have that Congresswoman Edwards left the session at 2 p.m.
I'd like to reassert my motion to approve the minutes from May 1st as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So moved. All right. So we get on to payables. And this is code publishing. So, Eli, are you still? staying up with the codes being entered and stuff?
Yes.
Familiar with all that, so you have some discussion?
No discussion, I just motion to approve the payable for Code Publishing Company in the amount of $1,340.80.
Second.
Any discussion?
Who is doing that? Speaker would like to be there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Speaker Tillman.
Well, that's fine, I just, did we pray?
I don't think we did. Is that what you're waving that paper at me for? I apologize. We could go back, let's go back to prayer, Congresswoman Edwards.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day as we go about our work in this committee. Give us kind hearts, strong minds to do the will of the people. Be with those that are sick and mourning, those who have loved ones overseas, that anyone that needs our arms wrapped around you. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, so we're back on this little payable.
Been a motion and a second to approve it.
Mm-hmm. And any discussion on it? Seeing none? All those in favor?
Yes.
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 Okay. I would like to have an update and some discussion on this. I can save it. We want to save it.
On the code?
On the codes being entered and stuff.
Let's go ahead and talk about it.
Everybody else okay with that?
Yep.
I'm not sure what the code is now, because someone said to me that because of a code not being entered on the site, there was a case that had to be thrown out. And so is there a point, I knew that they weren't all entered yet. Do we know a date when they are all expected to be entered?
I don't understand that statement.
I don't either.
Well, I made the same argument. I said, we still have them published and we have them in other places. And they said, well, according to the court law, it has to be one place. And so they've designated that it's the online piece. And so.
Who designated that?
The court. I just wondered what the schedule is to know when it's going to be completed. Yes, Trey. All up to date?
Everything that was passed through April 26th, 2019.
Okay. When we went into session, were we current? No?
When we went into session?
Yes.
We were current.
We were current sessions?
So I'm not understanding. What I had heard was that they had to throw out a case because when we amended the code back in 2013, they didn't have certain charges in there.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's more accurate.
Battery was left out. Jeff Jones submitted a whole list of new laws, and they monitored or mimicked the state law, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some things that were left out, four or five different pieces of the code that they now want to get put back in. And as I understand it, the AG's office is working on a revised version of specifically crimes against persons and crimes against property, is what I understand.
Okay. So that will probably fix it then.
So I have a question. Even though we are utilizing code services, code publishing, are we not, we've never said that we aren't going to update the books from time to time, right?
I haven't heard anybody say that officially, no.
So to me, every few years, we still need to update the books.
And we could do that.
When's the last time we did a supplement?
I want to say it was updated through the fall of 16. We received them in 17.
I think we should plan on, after the fall session, doing a supplement.
Has the second volume of them, excuse me, has the second volume been updated by a pocket part yet? Okay, so it would be an update of a pocket part this time.
If they can fit it into a pocket part, we may have to do a new set of books depending on how big the pocket part is.
We've got three volumes, so presumably the pocket part would be for three different volumes, right?
Correct. Of the second edition.
Hmm. And I have no idea if that really falls in this committee or not. It was just because we were talking about that payable, I wanted to ask my question. And so we did, and then I will follow up and get back with you.
The timeline generally to update on the online code is two or three weeks. It's not a long period of time.
That's good to know.
We submit it to them after session. Within a week or so, they do their editing. They submit a list of questions to me. We go through them one by one until everything's fixed and then it gets printed.
Okay.
And I do want to speak to the update of the code, the criminal code, crimes against persons and property. I believe that the Attorney General's office asked me to sponsor that legislation, which is legislation to me that's appropriate for them to bring to us. I don't know. I'm not a criminal code expert, so it was accepted and put in front of this body for update at their suggestion. So it wouldn't have been something that we would have left out.
There were a lot of good updates in there as well. I mean, they did, you know, update the sentencing under the Tribal Law and Order Act that allowed for the increased 3 years maximum, $15,000 maximum fines. On a lot of those crimes against persons codes. So it just, I think it was overlooked.
Okay. All right. Well, and I did write it down in a notebook, but I didn't bring that notebook with me today. So I'll get it and I'll forward you the information. Congresswoman Edwards.
So historical data. We started out by appropriating funds to the judicial branch to get the codes put together. And it was a struggle. And so we brought the funds back to the legislative branch and put the legislative branch back in charge, which is probably more appropriate. But anyway, it's this branch's charge now to get the codes updated from time to time, and that's fallen on CA by, I don't know, it just, that's who's been handling it.
Handling it, okay.
And, well, really, Trey's been handling it.
Yeah.
But through the blessing of CA.
Right, and the Congress usually puts funds for that purpose in budget, or I think we actually set it aside into a revolving fund now. But
okay.
And really, legislatures redo their codes every 3 or 4 years, or maybe even more often.
Every session.
Well, yes, but in my experience in tribal governments is that they look at their law and order code from time to time and update it. And typically hire somebody, a lawyer. But since we have an Attorney General's office, I think it's appropriate for them to be doing that.
Right.
All right, very good, thank you. Let's move on to travel. We have a travel request for the budget analyst to go to training. And the authorized amount for travel and the training and everything comes to $1,903.74 for the travel. Then what's, yes. Congressman.
Go ahead. I was going to move to approve that.
Oh, what do you mean for the travel?
Well, Dana is saying that the front page is for the travel, so is it not for the registration?
No, the registration comes out of the conferences.
Yes. And so is there not a form for that?
No, the paperwork in there is included in there.
Okay. So which one are we looking at?
It is the August date.
August 20th through 23 or August 28th?
20 through 23.
Okay.
Well, how much is the?
It looks like there's a member fee and a.
So it's $1,295 for the conference?
Correct.
It's for multiple days, though.
I see.
We're right. It's this one right here, right? Make sure.
So that's $3,100.
Which I will say, working on the other side with the tribe, $3,200 is about normal for these long conferences, you know, for several days. I don't know how many. It's 4 days and 5 days and four nights, so it's a full week.
Well, that'll be it for this year. I mean, actually, I don't think, know that we budgeted $3,100 for...
Well, that's what this is up here for. And so if we look at our travel line item...
Where's the support documentation to it?
To this or to that?
To this.
No, to that. So this is our budget through, this is where our budget sits through April 30th.
I know, but where's the support documentation for the, that we made when we budgeted for travel?
That I have no idea.
Because I'm pretty sure we budgeted $2,100 a member plus, do you remember, Megan, what we budgeted?
She wasn't here.
She wasn't here.
No, I don't.
She wasn't here in the fall last year? I thought she was here fall last year.
Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We budgeted $30,000 for travel for members of Congress and congressional staff. Members of Congress have limited themselves to $2,100. 12 members, that's 25-2, which leaves $4,800 for congressional staff to split between the rest of them. To my knowledge, there's been no other planning for congressional staff travel. I'd ask budget analyst, after she approached me about this specific training, I said, check with the other members of the staff, see if they're planning on going anywhere for the remainder of the fiscal year. So that will be one question I have for budget analyst, but I was approached about this. I said, submit it. We can talk about it. It's well within the travel amount for them, the amount for the conference. The $1,295 would come out of a different line item, not the travel line item.
So right now, the travels, we've only spent $5,600 to year to date.
Correct.
So there's money there.
There'll be some travel hitting it pretty soon, though.
There were just a couple people that traveled recently that are not on this report, as far as I know.
Three.
Congressman Potts.
Regardless, congressional travel is not going to go over the 25,200, which would leave the remainder of the funds there for the budget analyst or any other staff member to travel.
And the same thing on conferences and events. We've only spent $3,700 out of $30,000.
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that this shouldn't happen, but what I am saying is that we've told the Congress members that they can travel up to $2,100 a person. So I don't think, unless one of them says, I'm not really going to go, that you can then say, by the way, you didn't travel soon enough, so you can't travel. And then that leaves the remainder for the three staff. And I think if we decide that this year it's Megan's turn to travel, budget analyst's turn to travel, then next year it needs to be somebody else's, because if we spend this now and we don't have any funds left over, then the other two members of our staff aren't going to be able to travel unless we shift money.
Well, she's only over on the travel portion. You're saying that they only get $1,200 a person?
That's how we calculated it. Well, we calculated it for staff.
That's not how we calculated it.
Okay.
Can we look at
the support documentation and then we won't be confused?
I mean, I haven't memorized, but if you want to bust it out, we can do that.
Well, let's do.
It was budgeted at $30,000. We limited congressional members to $2,100, which left, or spent, or allocated $25,200, which left $4,800 for the staff to travel. Divided by three, that's $1,600 per member of staff.
Right.
So this would be... The travel authorization would only be requesting $303.74 over what a member of staff is allowed, which would be perfectly allowable if no other member of staff is planning to exceed $1,600.
That's what I said.
Right, and to my knowledge at this point, Shanna, who has another request here to look at, is not traveling with her training. She's staying here. I haven't had anybody else talk about staff going to training for the rest of this year at this point.
Dana, you went last year.
I went, yes, I went in April right after
of last year. You haven't traveled at all this session. Do you have any plans or do you have something in mind that you were going to do? Okay. But can we see the support documentation for the budget?
Do you have it? Do we know where it is in the clerk's files?
They don't have access to it. Budget.
We'll make a try. We can't get to it in a few minutes. We're going to have to go on.
So is there a motion on the floor about this travel?
Congressman Potts, weren't you getting ready to put one forward?
Any further discussion?
Well, let me ask a question. Megan, when did you start? I thought you were here last fall.
No, she got in here the last couple of days.
September 20th?
Like mid-session. She wasn't here when we planned our budget.
No, I understand she wasn't here to prepare the budget, but I was just thought she was here during the session. I was just asking.
Okay, so you've been here less than a year. Okay. And have you haven't traveled at all this year?
I traveled in October to a conference in OSU.
And that's already considered in here?
Yes. If it was in October, it would have been in this budget. I think it's good for us to look at this report each month. It's not current. You're always going to be 30 to 60 days behind on the final report. But at least it gives you a general idea of where we are on all the line items. Closest we can get, I guess.
And so the travel that you did in October, do you remember what the total of that was?
No, I don't know off the top of my head.
It was local travel though, right?
It was like $300 or something like that.
Right. Well, I don't remember the total, but it was in total. There wasn't any.
So it's going to be $900 over an allocation for each of them. Just pointing out that out, and I think that that's fine.
I think that's good.
But next year we need to, but if we're going to, we need to make sure that we don't prohibit the other two from being able to travel.
Sure.
If they want to. Sure. Or train is really.
Right. And I think when we're going to, I think the fact that there was only a small amount appropriated to each staff member is a little off balance because it's different than when members travel because they're actually having to pay for registration and training and there are longer periods of travel. So I'll be looking at that for myself for when we put a new budget in. If that's all that's been budgeted for all of the staff members, I think it's too low.
Maybe the congressional travel's too high.
We'll take a look at it and see. Okay, so are we ready for a motion?
Move to approve the travel request for the budget analyst, Megan Sneed.
The amount of $1,903.74 for travel.
Correct. Yes.
Second.
And wait a minute. $1,295, is that it for registration?
Yes.
Would you like to amend your...
Have we always approved the fees for conferences?
We haven't. Haven't. Because this one is above $1,000, it exceeds the authority of the second speaker.
Okay.
So we would need to. But
so
that's a yes, isn't it? What if
it's and $1,000? The registration fee of $1,295.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And I need 5 seconds to grab something on my desk.
This.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. 10-minute recess.
You know what? I'm going to leave. I got to leave here at 2:30, so if you don't get through, you don't get through.